State emergency response resources activated ahead of flood threat. Texas border business, Austin. Governor Greg Abbott directed the Texas Division of Emergency Management, TDEM, to activate state emergency response resources ahead of severe weather and flash flooding threats across multiple regions of Texas heading into the weekend. The state of Texas is prepared to deploy all necessary resources to help local officials respond to potential severe weather and flash flooding across the state, said Governor Abbott. I directed the Texas Division of Emergency Management to activate state emergency response resources to support our communities as these threats develop. Texans should monitor local forecasts, make an emergency plan, and heed guidance from state and local officials. According to the National Weather Service, an approaching cold front will bring rounds of thunderstorms across portions of the state through the remainder of the week and into early next week. Flash flooding will be the primary threat in areas that receive repeated rounds of rainfall, initially across portions of north and northwest Texas, before the threat shifts to the east to cover portions of northeast and east Texas. Some storms may be capable of producing heavy rainfall, localized flooding, damaging winds, and large hail. Tropical moisture associated with a broad area of low pressure expected to reach the Texas Gulf could also increase rainfall chances and threats of flash flooding early next week across parts of south and southeast Texas. Texans should also monitor the potential for heat index values expected to reach triple digits. At the direction of Governor Abbott, the following state emergency response resources are available to support local severe weather response operations. Texas A&M Engineering Extension Service, Texas A&M Task Force 1, Swiftwater Rescue Boat Squads to assist with flood rescues, Texas Division of Emergency Management, the State of Texas Incident Management Team and regional personnel to support deployed emergency response resources across the state, Texas Department of Transportation, personnel monitoring road conditions, Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, game wardens, rescue boat teams, and helicopters with hoist capability to assist with water rescues, Texas Department of Public Safety, Texas Highway Patrol troopers, helicopters with hoist capability, Tactical Marine Unit, Texas Department of State Health Services, Texas Emergency Medical Task Force, severe weather support packages with medics, ambulances, and all-terrain vehicles, Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, disaster assessment and recovery agents and county extension agents to support agricultural and livestock needs, Public Utility Commission of Texas, power outage monitoring and coordination with utility providers, Railroad Commission of Texas, monitoring of the state's natural gas supply and communication with the oil and gas industry, Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, air, water, and wastewater monitoring. Texans should proactively prepare by reviewing family communication plans, assembling an emergency supply kit, and heeding guidance issued by local officials. Visit drivetexas.org for real-time road conditions, find comprehensive severe weather information at texasready.gov, locate flood information online at texasflood.org, and access all hazards preparedness tips at tdem.texas.gov/prepare.